Well, hello and welcome once again to the monthly Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com, September edition of the Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin Podcast. I am Race Director Dave Borchert. Thanks so much for tuning in today as we have a great podcast ahead. Coming up later in the show, we'll talk to Nick Pigg, one of the owners of Run 816, the outstanding running store in Westport that was recently named one of the top 50 running stores in the United States, the only Kansas City area running store to get that honor. And we'll talk to Nick, and just a great person if you don't already know Nick and Tracy down at Run 816, and find out what has made them so successful. Also, coming up later in the podcast, we'll talk to Garrett Culpepper and Scott Schlesinger from Orange Theory Fitness. They're a great new partner of the Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin, and we'll hear from them about the benefits of their workouts and cross training and how that can help you as a runner, which we're always looking to improve. So good stuff coming up from Garrett and Scott later in the podcast as well. In terms of what's happening this month, you've probably seen it by now, but we have finalized our 2018 participant shirt design and rolled that out. If you haven't seen it yet, just check us out on social media at KC Marathon to see the design. As we've talked about all year, the theme of this year's race is Kansas City being the city of fountains. So you can see the fountain incorporated into our race logo, into our finisher medals, and also into our participant shirt design, which has two runners, one male, one female, running in front of the fountain in front of Kansas City's iconic Union Station, where, of course, is hosted the Kansas City Marathon Health and Fitness Expo presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. So iconic Kansas City venue there, Union Station in the background, the fountain in front of Union Station with a couple of runners going in front of that. And again, if you haven't heard, the 5K and 10K runners will each receive a great soft tri-blend t-shirt, with the half and full marathon runners receiving something a little more substantial, a tri-blend hooded sweatshirt. It's lightweight and super comfortable for the half and the full runners. And like I said, that participant design incorporating the theme of City of Fountains that we're going with this year, and hopefully you've seen it and enjoy it as much as we do. Also coming up here in the next couple of weeks in September, we'll be rolling out our Finish Line Festival beers, working on getting that confirmed right now, but like in the past, we will have a variety, at least three or four, possibly as many as five different types of beers available after the race. And just as a reminder, first beer is on us. So you'll have a tab on your race bib for free food and also for a free beer. So the first beer is on us as long as you are 21 and older. And if you want additional beers, you can purchase those as well for a reasonable rate. But stay tuned here in the coming days. In September, we'll be announcing the official Finish Line Festival beer for the 2018 Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin, and the beer donated each and every year by our great friends at Central States Beverage. I also want to remind you guys about what is new for this year's race in case you have not heard some of the other podcasts. As I mentioned, you'll get free food after the race, and that is Kansas City-style barbecue is back at the Kansas City Marathon. So partnering with a great nonprofit in Operation Barbecue Relief, and Seaboard Foods has come on board as a partner. They're donating 3,000 pounds of pork, and Operation Barbecue Relief is going to have some delicious pulled pork sandwiches after the race. We're also going to get a side item as well that we're working on right now. So great Kansas City style barbecue after the race. And then, as I mentioned, a free beer courtesy of Central States Beverage. So make sure you go by the Finish Line Festival presented by Sprint after the race and enjoy the after party, which also features live music, massage tent if you're sore after the race, and lots of great on-site activation from our partners like Garmin, Missouri Lottery, Sprint, Heartland, Coca-Cola, and others. Also new this year, you've probably seen a couple other new partnerships, including a partnership with UpDown, one of the most fun places in Kansas City, the retro arcade bar that has tons of great craft beer themselves. And we just did a recent group run with them a few weeks ago where they did a Coins for a Cause event to raise money for the Kansas City Sports Commission, the organization I work for who owns and manages the Kansas City Marathon. So UpDown will also be on site this year at the Finish Line Festival with the gaming tent. So after the race, if you want to blow off some steam and relax, you can check out the UpDown tent. They'll also have some of their normal games. As you know, they always have cool things like Giant Jenga, Giant Connect 4, and then a ton of great video games. So check out their setup at the Finish Line Festival this year. And we also have a great new partnership with Lululemon. Check us out at KC Marathon to see the new designs. But we have men's running shorts, women's running shorts, as well as women's tights and women's crop pants, featuring a cool Kansas City Marathon design with the fountain element, again, incorporated into that. So if you're a Lululemon fan and a Kansas City Marathon fan, definitely check out that new partnership, and we think you'll love those designs. Coming up in September, we will have tons of Garmin giveaways, including the 645 Forerunner Music Watch, as well as a Vivo Active 3 watch. We'll be giving those away on Fridays leading up until race day. So if you still haven't registered for some reason, you might want to do it on a Friday, because then you'll be registered to win a Forerunner 645 Music Watch or a Vivo Active 3 leading up until race day. Also want to remind everybody, we do have the police, fire, military, and teacher discount. It's always 15% off. And to get that, just email racedirector@kcmarathon.org. Again, racedirector@kcmarathon.org. And you can get your discount to the race, and that's whatever distance you want. 5K, 10K, half marathon, or full marathon. Good if you're a policeman, firefighter, military member, or a teacher. Just our way to say thanks for the people in those great service professions. Also want to give everybody a reminder that Jeff Galloway is coming to Kansas City this year, and registration is now open for the Galloway Running School. We expect this will sell out, and we would encourage you to sign up today. It's a highly motivating class taught by America's coach, Jeff Galloway, and he'll give you all the information you need to reach your running goals. The format is also very interactive, so you can ask questions at any time, get a photo with Jeff, get an autograph, buy a book, whatever you want to do to interact with this legendary Olympic runner and running coach. The cost, only $99, and the event will take place on Friday, October 19th, so the night before the Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin, 5 to 8 p.m. It's at Union Station, so you can just go and get your race packet right before the class, and while you're there, take in the awesome Galloway Running School. You can check it out and register and learn more at kcmarathon.org, and then click on race information, and there's a large graphic there about the Galloway Running School. Again, kcmarathon.org. And then the race information tab. All right, we'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll talk to Nick Pigg, one of the owners of Run 816. That's coming up next. And you are listening to the September edition of the Kansas City Marathon Podcast here on 810WHB.com. Welcome back. You're listening to the Kansas City Marathon Monthly Podcast here on 810WHB.com. I'm race director Dave Borchardt. Thanks so much for tuning in. And joining me now, one of my favorite guests, my good friend Nick Pigg, owner of Run 816 here in Westport. Nick, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
Doing fine. We talked to you last year, and we wanted to talk to you again before this year's race. And I thought it would be cool to give people a little bit of background, you know, how this store came to be, why you're in Westport, why you're in Kansas City. So maybe you can just tell people a little bit of history around 816.
Yep. So my wife Tracy and I own the store together. We're both Kansas City natives. For years, we had a running shop in Illinois. Sold that store in May of 2014 to move back to Kansas City. And truly, we had no intentions of moving back and opening another running shop. Got back totally to be around family and realized there wasn't a store in the like urban core of Kansas City. So started looking around, and one thing led to another, and opened Run 816 in March of 2015. It's gone incredible. We didn't know what to expect. We opened with the whole goal of just being nice to people and making friends and hoping the business followed it, and it sure has.
You guys are the only top 50 running store in the United States that's located here in Kansas City. And I was going to ask kind of what makes you unique, or what are the keys to your success? I think you touched on that a minute ago. Just there's a family atmosphere here with you and Tracy and how you run the shop. But maybe you could just tell people who haven't been in a little bit more about what Run 816 is all about.
Yeah, we're super excited to be named on the top 50 running stores in America list again, especially because Kansas City is loaded with good running shops. That, you know, retail store in the running industry, like, it's more than just about selling shoes. Like, we truly think, like, anybody can carry good product. So we try to, like, truly become friends with every person that comes in, make the store, like, for lack of a better way, like a party. So you want to be there. And then usually if you become friends with people, carry really good stuff and know the product, like, and you sell shoes, like, yeah, we invite everybody to come join us on Sunday runs or Wednesdays, like, and just hang out and have a good time. And I bet you meet people you have a lot in common with.
You mentioned the store having like a party atmosphere. You didn't really get into the specifics, but you guys, as far as I know, there's always a beer available for a customer or potential customer, and there's always some coffee brewed up. It seems like that's a pretty good hook as well.
That is, yeah. We have a beer fridge I don't think has ever been empty. We have beer on tap. It's usually rotating something with Boulevard and something with KC Beer Co. because we have some good friends from there that run with us. And then we have iced nitro coffee from Second Best down in Waldo, too. And, yeah, that's all complimentary. We can't sell that kind of stuff, but we can give it away to our friends, and we give a lot of it away. So.
You mentioned to come by for a group run sometime. You guys have, as far as I can tell, the biggest group runs in the city. The one we did last month in August, there was 100-plus people. We're going to do another huge run with you guys September 30th here in Westport. And I think there'll be way more than 100 people at that one. It's going to be 3 weeks out from race day, so it's kind of that last long training run. So if you're doing the half, you'll probably do 10 or so miles that morning. If you're doing the full, you'll be somewhere 20, 22, whatever that looks like. And then afterwards, we're going to do a big tailgate party with, like you said, you'll have the beer, but we'll have burgers, brats, food like that. So I would encourage people to come out September 30th. That's going to be a big one. And, yeah, like you said, you guys get huge groups on Sunday. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're big. The first few weeks, no joke, it was me and a friend, so it's kind of sad. And then people have just started coming out, and it's great. And a guy that works with us puts together some incredible courses. And like you said, on September 30th, come out, and you can get 20 miles on the Kansas City Marathon course that weekend if you want to, and you'll be able to preview a big part of it. And then you can take part in the party that we talked about, too, and hang out and have a good time.
So talk to me about what you guys are doing with the race this year in terms of the Expo Union Station, the race day. What's the plan for Run 816 with this year's Kansas City Marathon?
Yeah, at the Expo, we're going to be set up with just a few of our good partners. Saucony, who's also a sponsor of the marathon. We're going to have Saucony set up on our booth with all their shoes and the Saucony reps. Aftershocks headphones, we're going to be working with them. Feature Socks and Goo Nutrition. Race day, so we're located on the course of the marathon and the half marathon, so we encourage people viewing to come out and hang out with us, because we're going to have a party going on the course. It'll be loud music, lots of beverages, all complimentary. It'll be loud and it'll be rowdy, so come and hang out with us. We'd love to have you.
I'm just going to throw a question at you that we have not discussed. You're obviously a runner yourself. Right now you're training for the Indianapolis Marathon in November, where you're going to qualify for the Boston Marathon, which I'll congratulate you in advance. Very exciting. I'm probably going to be running that with you as well. But what advice would you give to people training for the Kansas City Marathon? You know, I always feel like a great bit of advice is not to try anything new on race day. I've had friends that try new shoes and they get blisters and then they have to walk through half the race. But are there any pointers you as a runner or you as a running store owner might throw out to people getting ready for the race? And like I heard you say something to my coworkers a week or two ago that a lot of times running shoes will be a full size bigger than what you would just wear walking around the house. So I feel like you're this fountain of knowledge here. So like, is there anything you'd want to throw at our listeners in terms of race tips or running or training tips?
Yeah, that's pressure. I don't know. I guess like it sounds like so simple, but like, enjoy the day, and before the day starts, like, do inventory of what's going on. So if you're going out there with an idea of crushing a PR and you wake up and the day is warm, like, kind of readjust your expectations so that way you're not disappointed at the finish line. Enjoy the day, enjoy every step, enjoy the awesome course, because I think it goes through some of the best neighborhoods in Kansas City, and the race and the ambassadors have been working their butts off to get people out there. Gosh, I think that's the most simple thing I can say. Like, I know that's not some big in-depth answer, but I think people forget to enjoy the race after they've done training for several months.
Well, I think that's a good point. And I've had days like you talk about where I got to Grandma's Marathon where it's supposed to be 50 degrees and it was 70 at the start. And I just kind of punted on my idea of trying to qualify for the Boston Marathon and just tried to have fun. And I also look at it like, Okay, you're training through this hot, miserable, crappy summer weather. Like, the race is your reward for all that and getting up at 4 in the morning time after time. So if you don't enjoy the race, you're really kind of missing the boat. I agree.
That's exactly right. Like, even though I know we're going to get a 51-degree morning, so.
I like it.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's awesome.
And otherwise, I would say if, people getting ready for a race just a few weeks away now, if there's anything you need, certainly Run 816 can take care of you. Shoes, gels. You guys have things for people to run with their dog. You got pretty much anything. So people could just come by for their race supplies leading up to the race.
That's exactly right. Yep. Yeah. Come by and introduce yourself. And if you've already been in, come back and join us again for runs. We'd love to have you. And just join the community. Let's all get to know each other. It's awesome.
All right, Nick, thanks for your time, man, and thanks so much for being a great partner of the race.
Oh, thank you. We love it.
All right, Nick Pigg, one of the owners of Run 816, our official race store of the Kansas City Marathon right here in Westport. Come check them out leading up to the Kansas City Marathon, and you can also visit them at the Expo at Union Station. And if you're not running in the race, come by and spectate here at Run 816. It's a great spot to watch the race late in the marathon. You get some beers, have some fun, and cheer on the runners if you're not racing in this year's event. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk to some of our partners from Orange Theory Fitness. They're also a new partner of the Kansas City Marathon this year. Get their take on training for a race and the benefits of cross-training for runners, among other things. I'm Dave Borchardt, and we'll be back in a minute. You're listening to the Kansas City Marathon Monthly Podcast here on 810WHB.com. All right, welcome back. You're listening to the monthly Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com. I'm Dave Borchardt, race director for the Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. Thanks so much for tuning in. And joining us now, a couple of guests from a great new partner of the race, Orange Theory Fitness. And we'll start with Garrett Culpepper, the regional director of sales and operations for Orange Theory here in the metro area. Garrett, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Good. Well, thanks for your time. And we're also going to talk to Scott Schlesinger, the regional coach for Orange Theory, here in a few minutes. And Garrett, I know you have a history yourself working around running events and also personally competing in running events and triathlons and whatnot. And I'd like to start just getting your perspective on, you know, why you were interested in getting involved with the Kansas City Marathon and how this partnership came about.
100%. Well, we were looking for the premier event. And one of my members happens to participate in the Kansas City Marathon every year, and she actually got me in the door. And I looked at the numbers and looked at how well the race is put together. Everybody that I've been in communication with has been amazing. Why go for anything else but the top running event in the Kansas City area?
I like it. That sounds good. We appreciate that. And maybe you can talk a little bit about how people will see Orange Theory activating. Obviously, a lot of opportunities with the Expo at Union Station and the course on race day and the Finish Line Festival, but you guys really are going to be activating all over the place the week of the race.
That's correct. We'll be at the Expo on Thursday and Friday, giving out free elite memberships. That's 8 sessions in 30 days at any one of our 10 locations in the Kansas City area. We're going to be one of the aid stations, actually, so you'll see some of my energetic staff out there, and we're going to be at the Finish Line Expo giving away goodie bags and a few other items.
You guys are usually pretty easy to spot, too. Just look for the bright orange standing out in the sea of other colors. And then real quick, before we bring Scott in, maybe you could just tell us a little bit. There's so many fitness options out there, so maybe you could just talk a little bit about what is Orange Theory Fitness and what makes you guys unique.
We are certainly unique. So Orange Theory is a one-hour full-body workout. We train our athletes in endurance, strength, and power. We utilize heart rate-based interval training, which is proven to burn more calories post-exercise. We'll train you in all 5 heart rate zones, and those zones will be displayed on large studio TVs, and they'll be color-coordinated, and we will have an elite fitness coach to make sure you don't over-under-train, feeding off of the biofeedback from the heart rate monitor.
Yeah, and as we bring in Scott Schlesinger here, regional coach for Orange Theory Fitness, I can tell you, for me personally, I run 6 days a week, and the day I run with a group is by far the day I look forward to the most. And I think there's a lot to be said for exercising in a group setting. And maybe, Scott, you can talk a little bit more about what types of coaches Orange Theory has I assume it's not a lot of drill sergeant types like you might see in the old school movies. I'm sure you have very energetic, supportive coaches, right?
Yeah, we have a variety of coaches, honestly. We have from all different fitness backgrounds. But the greatest thing about Orange Theory is the fact that we don't coach like a boot camp instructor would. We coach from a very encouraging platform, motivating, inspiring, and really, really group personal training the entire room.
Talk to us a little bit about how endurance athletes can benefit from the type of workout Orange Theory offers, because I know I could do a lot better job as a runner incorporating cross training into what I do. And I think a lot of runners just run, but really the kind of workouts you guys offer can pay big dividends for runners.
Sure. Great question, by the way. Common mistake amongst endurance athletes is training in a steady state environment constantly. So what they do is they don't really train in interval speed training, which really is one of the best ways to improve their speed. One of the things, the byproduct of what Orange Theory does, it wasn't necessarily creative to improve endurance athlete speed, but it does. It does basically through our cardio intervals. We do train on strength days. We train in power days and endurance days. Plus, when we get you on the weight training floor, it's a functional weight training floor, which a lot of endurance athletes don't do enough strength training, which will help with their muscular strength and kind of just integrity of their whole body. Their joints and their skeletal integrity, and that with the speed training is going to pay dividends basically for any endurance athlete.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but I would think with the type of cross training workouts we're talking about in Orange Theory, not only would you be less likely to get injured running, but you could also see those benefits in terms of faster times, right?
Yeah, pretty much what you just said. Less likely to get injured, plus that they're going to see, they're going to see speed improvements within a month, that quick.
That's pretty cool. And obviously, you guys, like Garrett was saying a minute ago, you have all the data. There's science involved. People are wearing the heart rate monitors. And it seems like everything nowadays, and obviously we work real closely with Garmin as well, being the presenting sponsor of the race, and everything for athletes now is data and kind of tangibly looking at what you're able to do in workout settings. So how big has that data and science piece been for you guys?
Well, it's huge because the science has been out for decades. It's basically based off of what's called EPOC in fitness. That stands for XS, post-exercise oxygen consumption. Very simply means that your body's going to burn more calories after the workout than it would do than a traditional workout. So that science is not even Orange Theory science. What Orange Theory has perfected is making it simple to the member. Color-coded system rather than looking at all the numbers and the data to confuse people. We keep it very simple for them.
And for people that are runners and maybe they just run, there's running involved in most, if not all, of these workouts, right? It's not just going in and doing strength training. You'll be able to do some running as well.
Absolutely. And the great thing is, in addition to the running, if you are not a runner, if you're in your mind, you're saying, well, I don't run. Well, we have language for power walkers. We address all populations in all fitness levels. So our language is catered to basically everybody, power walkers, joggers, and runners.
Well, I think that's why we're such a good fit, too, because we like to promote with the marathon. We have distance options for all fitness levels with a 5K, 10K, half marathon, and full marathon. And then we encourage walkers for the 5K, 10K, and even the half marathon. So I think it's the same way. I think really, and there's some issues in our country with obesity and lack of exercise. And I think we're in the same perspective that you guys are. It's just, hey, get out and get active. And you guys offer a great platform to do that.
Absolutely. We're like that too. We're a very culture-based studio. We embody the fitness community. Like I said, we're for all levels of fitness. We have very elite people training next to people that are very deconditioned, just getting back into fitness, and a variety of goals of people. There are people that you could be working out next to that their main goal is just to get faster for a race. And you might be next to somebody who's just there to get their ticker stronger versus somebody that might be there to lose some weight. So we do embody all people and encourage all people to get moving.
And locations all around the Kansas City area for Orange Theory Fitness, wherever you live, there's almost definitely going to be a location right near you. And then first visit's free, right, if people want to come check it out?
Yeah, first visit's free. And, we're all over Kansas City and metro area. We have Olathe, South Olathe. We're in Lenexa, Leawood, Overland Park, Lee Summit, Brookside, Knoll Hills, Liberty, and Parkville, and we have more coming.
All right, so the big question, if you and Garrett were going to go out and run the 5K, which I know you guys are probably working the day of the Kansas City Marathon, but who's the favorite in the race?
The favorite in the race between me and Garrett?
Yeah.
Garrett, hands down, yeah.
But you might take him in one of these classes, though, I think.
Well, on a bike, I'll take him.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, thanks so much for your time, Scott. Thanks as well to Garrett. That was Garrett Culpepper, Regional Director of Sales and Operations, and Scott Schlesinger, Regional Coach for Orange Theory Fitness. They're a great new partner for the 2018 Kansas City Marathon, and they're also our official photo sponsor for the race. So all your great post-race photos that you'll be posting on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all over the place will be branded with the Orange Theory Fitness logo as well. So thanks to them for stopping by and for coming on board as a new partner of the race. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back and wrap things up. You're listening to the September edition of the Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com. Welcome back. Wrapping things up here on the September edition of the Kansas City Marathon podcast. I'm race director Dave Borchardt. Thanks so much for tuning in. As we're getting close now, the 2018 Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin, not far away now, Saturday, October 20th, with, of course, the start-finish right there next to Washington Square Park in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. We hope you can check us out as we're going to be out and about in the Kansas City community in September. As we do each and every year, we'll be set up at the Plaza 10K, the biggest 10K in town. That's on September 9th, so stop by, say hello, and you may be able to get a discount code at that point and get involved in a raffle. So again, check us out at the Plaza 10K on September 9th. On Monday, September 10th, we will be connecting with the Lululemon Run Club and having a group run from Julep Cocktail Club in Westport. We'll stick around and have some food and drink specials after that one. And that's Monday, September 10th at 6 p.m. Runners will also have the opportunity to test run the great headphones from our products, from our partnership with Aftershocks, the great Bluetooth wireless headphone company. So if you have ever wanted to test run in Aftershocks headphones, you can do that at the Lululemon Run Club on Monday, September 10th at Julep Cocktail Club. Thursday, September 20th, we'll be connecting and running from Strange Days Brewing Company down in the River Market, that one at 6:30 p.m. If you're doing the zoo run on September 22nd, look for us in Africa. We'll be set up with the Kansas City Marathon Aid Station. Myself and some of our great Kansas City Marathon ambassadors will be staffing the aid station at the zoo run on September 22nd. On September 29th, we'll be doing a huge group run with Team World Vision, as it'll be 3 weeks out from race day. So that last big group run, 7 a.m. on Saturday, September 29th at Washington Square Park. So you can actually start right where the marathon starts and finish where the marathon ends. And something I'm really excited about, we talked about this earlier in the podcast in our interview with Nick Pigg. Sunday, September 30th, Run 816, our last monthly Kansas City Marathon group run of the year. And again, much like that Team World Vision group run, it's 3 weeks out from the race. So I think the half marathon people will be doing 10 or 11 miles, kind of the last long run. Full marathon people, probably 20 plus miles for you guys. And afterwards, we're going to have a giant party to celebrate that last long run in the beginning of your race day taper. We'll have food, beer, coffee, all sorts of stuff, and also raffling off a Garmin Forerunner 645 music watch and a pair of Aftershocks headphones. So that's a $600 prize package. Plus, you'll get a huge party afterwards, and runners will also have the opportunity to test run Aftershocks headphones at no charge. But if you're ever going to do a Kansas City Marathon group run this year, I think that's the one to be at. Sunday, September 30th, 7 a.m., Run 816 in Westport. And like I said, we'll have great raffle prizes and a huge celebration afterwards of your last super long training run. All right, that'll do it for today's podcast for September. We'll be back with you next month, and we'll get you ready for all the details on the race. So we'll talk about what to expect the week of the race, from packet pickup at the expo to race morning, the course, the after party at the Finish Line Festival, everything you need to know. We'll preview coming up in our October podcast next month. And in the meantime, be sure to follow us on social media for all the latest news and information on the 2018 Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. It's at KC Marathon on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Again, just follow us at KC Marathon on social media for all the latest news and information on the Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. All right, that'll do it for the podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm race director Dave Borchardt saying so long. Talk to you next month. Hope your training goes great here in September. You've been listening to the monthly Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com.
Tell me a thousand things a day, then sleep somewhere else at night. Going back to Kansas City. And I love you, dear.
keep singing.